In this bulletin, Federal Labor unveils its climate change policy, two new cancer drugs added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, and in tennis, Swiss champion Roger Federer claims his 101st career title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says his party's new climate policy can protect both the climate and jobs. Mr. Shorten has unveiled the Labor Party's climate policy. Under it, Australia's 250 biggest polluting businesses would have to cut or offset carbon emissions, but could make money selling carbon credits if they cut or offset by more than expected. There'll be some exemptions from the new scheme in major industries like steel and agriculture. And a new $300 million fund will help trade-exposed industries like steel, aluminium and cement manufacturing remain internationally competitive. Mr. Shorten says traditional jobs can be protected under his party's policy.
There is a huge opportunity cost when we don't take action. We're confident by the sensible, evidence-based, pragmatic and consultative policies we're putting forward that we can protect traditional jobs in steel, in cement, in aluminium, industries I've spent my working life representing blue-collar workers in.
The federal government has wasted no time attacking the opposition's climate policy. Opposition leader Bill Shorten claims his party's policy has no carbon tax or similar measure. But the government is claiming the so-called safeguard mechanism that limits pollution by big industries, as well as the plan to allow businesses to trade on international carbon markets, is the equivalent of a carbon tax. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Mr. Shorten's policy is just a new tax and is comparing this policy to Labor's unpopular carbon tax and climate policy when it was last in office under the prime ministerships of Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd.
Bill Shorten does not have a plan. He just has another tax. That's all this is. What we've got here is a re-Rudd of failed policy that costs jobs, that costs businesses, that will cost Australians at least $9,000 a year with the reckless targets that Bill Shorten will make law.
A person remains trapped in rubble after scaffolding collapsed at a Sydney worksite. One person has been pulled from the rubble at the worksite in the northwestern Sydney suburb of Macquarie Park. That person has been taken to the Royal North Shore Hospital. A specialist rescue crew has been deployed for what's been described as a delicate rescue operation. A New South Wales Ambulance Service spokesman says there's a risk to rescuers as well as those they're trying to rescue.
We're working slowly and methodically and taking the advice of the experts on scene that are trained in urban search and rescue to make sure that our responding paramedics and the other emergency services are safe.
The federal government has announced two new medicines will be added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. As of the 1st of May, Ibrance for advanced breast cancer or metastatic breast cancer will be added to the PBS, lowering the cost of the drug from $55,000 a year to as low as $6.50 per script, while Bavencio, used for a rare skin cancer and also costs around $150,000 a year, will be added to the PBS. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the additions will save money for thousands of Australians.
I'm delighted to announce that as of the 1st of May, two new medicines will be added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. Ibrance for advanced breast cancer or metastatic breast cancer will be added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. It will help over 3,000 Australian women who have advanced breast cancer. In addition, I'm delighted to announce that Bavencio for a rare skin cancer, Merkel cell carcinoma, will be listed.
To cricket, and Australia has completed a 5-0 clean sweep for its one-day series against Pakistan in Dubai. A solid hit of 98 by Usman Khawaja helped the Australians post 7 for 327. Australia's coach, Justin Langer, says the result gives his side plenty of confidence heading into its World Cup campaign. And in tennis, Roger Federer has claimed his 101st career title, defeating American John Isner at the Miami Open. in straight sets 6-1, 6-4. The Swiss champion says he's happy with his achievement.
Maybe I broke too many times in that first set. I felt like I maybe used too many jokers already for the second set. But look, I definitely profited at the end. Obviously, the last game wasn't real anymore. But what a week it's been for me. I'm so happy. And it was a great start to the match, like you said. And I'm so happy right now. It's great.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, sunny and 27. Melbourne, similar, 24. Hobart, mostly sunny, 20. Canberra, mostly sunny and 22. Wollongong, possible shower, 22. Sydney, possible shower, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two and 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.